This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's important that after the Civil War begins in America that we prevent the CEOs of these tech companies like Jack Dorsey from escaping and fleeing the country to other nations that don't have extradition treaties with the United States. I mean, these are full-on war criminals. They need to be found, hunted down by the authorities, arrested, indicted, tried for treason. These people like Mark Zuckerberg and the CEO of Google and, you know, Snapchat, Twitter and others, these people need to be really properly designated as engaged in crimes against humanity. These are the Nazi class book burners of our modern age. These are the people who have deliberately silenced all voices that are pro-humanity. They have deplatformed and smeared and defamed every individual who has been part of the pro-human liberty movement to try to tell the truth about everything from vaccines and pharmaceuticals, natural medicine, history, you know, real history, how liberty works, almost any topic imaginable. If you tell the truth today, if you have a following, you are smeared and deplatformed and censored by these tech giants. And it's important that these people be held accountable. And if the government won't put out an arrest list or maybe a bounty list or something, you know, maybe the government would even after declaring the Insurrection Act, perhaps the Trump administration would put out some kind of award, you know, $5 million for Jack Dorsey, you know, something like that. But if the government doesn't do it, can you imagine what if private citizens got together and had some kind of a GoFundMe page to raise money, a bounty money, for finding and arresting these criminals against humanity, these so-called war criminals like Mark Zuckerberg? These people are some of the most evil and dangerous individuals on the planet. And again, they need to be held accountable. This is Nazi fascism at work in our modern day era in 2019. We have anti-human fascists running the most powerful corporations in the world. They need to be stopped. They need to be arrested, indicted, taken down. If found guilty of these crimes against humanity, you know, it's not unreasonable to see a court might demand that they face the death sentence for what they have done. How many lives have been destroyed by these tech corporations deliberately isolating people from human knowledge? They deliberately try to dumb down and mentally imprison the human race. Google is no longer a search engine of knowledge. Google is a search engine that pushes anti-knowledge. It pushes things that are false. Same thing with Wikipedia and the people who run Wikipedia. They should be arrested and imprisoned and charged with crimes against humanity as well. These are vicious crimes that they are carrying out, erecting mental prisons, global propaganda, with the desired goal of imprisoning the human race and enslaving people instead of setting people free. And that's the big difference, really. The independent media is about setting people free with knowledge and information. That's what I do. You know, I'm a lab scientist. I run tests on off-the-shelf foods, and I share the information freely and talk about what's clean, what's not clean, what's safe to eat, what's maybe not safe, or what has contamination of glyphosate or heavy metals. That's knowledge that can directly help humanity. I have been censored off YouTube for over a year because of that knowledge. Because YouTube is an anti-knowledge video network. Google is an anti-knowledge search engine. They cannot allow individuals to be able to educate and uplift free humans all around the world. This is the new civil rights movement. We, all of us, regardless of our color, we are the slaves under the technocracy, the techno-plantations, the techno-fascists that have us all enslaved under their systems of disinformation and propaganda, lies and smears and censorship. I want all humans to be free. I want all humans to be informed, aware, uplifted. I want all people to know what's in vaccines. I want all people to know what's in a tube of toothpaste. I want all people to know what food is safe to eat and what food may not be. I want everybody to know how nutrition works, how food chemistry works. I want to enlighten and uplift our world with knowledge that humanity needs to survive. And that is exactly why I am targeted and other people like me are targeted, because we have the knowledge that can set humanity free and that makes us the number one enemies of the techno plantation, the technocracy, the techno elite, whatever you want to call them. They cannot survive in a world where people are informed and aware or awakened. That's really all this is about. They, the technocrats, want to keep people in the dark. We, the independent media, want to set people free. And as a result, we are censored. We are deplatformed. We are economically sabotaged, demonetized, falsely accused, smeared, and slandered. And this has been going on for many, many years, and it's likely to continue until such time as we have a civil war, which I believe is coming in this country. And I happen to believe that Facebook would be one of the targets in the civil war, that the Trump administration, if in fact Trump is in charge of the White House as this unfolds, might order troops to go occupy and seize control over Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter and arrest Jack Dorsey, charge him with the war crimes that he has committed, and stop the censorship of these tech giants, stop the treason against America that has been taking place. Stop the organized silencing of all pro-America voices, pro-Trump voices, pro-human voices is what it's come down to. Facebook and Google and Twitter, these are the evil empires of our time. They're far more powerful and far more dangerous than anything Adolf Hitler ever became. Adolf Hitler tried to burn books. He tried. Google and YouTube and Twitter, they have successfully obliterated knowledge everywhere across the world. That's the business they're in, is destroying knowledge, silencing voices. And those are crimes against humanity. And those people who made those decisions, they need to pay for their crimes against humanity by facing a court of law, facing the charges of war crimes that must be leveled against them as this war unfolds, this war to free humanity. I'm talking about the Civil War in the United States that seems to be coming because these radical leftists, they want to have a communist revolution. Well, guess what? There are millions of patriots in America who don't want to be communists, don't want to live under your tyranny, who want to have their religious expression. Millions of Americans, actually more than 100 million Americans, who want their free speech. They want their president protected. They simply want their country back. And I think millions of Americans have reached the point where, if provoked, they are willing to fight for that. And I think they know who the enemies of America are. I think they know Mark Zuckerberg is an evil, insidious globalist who should be behind bars for the rest of his life. I think they know Jack Dorsey is a tyrant, an evil. How do you even describe a person who's that evil? He's beyond just regular Nazi evil. He's insidious. He's demonic. And he will destroy humanity if that's what it takes for him to have more power. That's how devastatingly demonic Jack Dorsey is. That's why he needs to be stopped. And there are others like him throughout the tech industry, like the people at Wikipedia, the people at YouTube, and the people at Snapchat, Pinterest, and so on. They're all criminals committing war crimes against the human race, committing crimes of destroying knowledge, burning books in the digital space, silencing the voices that are the most important voices for freeing humanity. And I dream of a day when all these tech giants are completely dismantled and nullified, when they no longer function, where their CEOs are rotting in prison cells, or, depending on what the courts decide, perhaps some of them face execution, which is surely what many of them deserve for the crimes they have carried out against humanity. And I think that day is probably coming. Won't be long once the shooting starts from the left, once leftists start carrying out acts of violence and trying to carry out their communist coup. It's going to escalate rapidly from there, and the Patriots will be victorious without question. And these tech giants will probably be overrun and shut down, dismantled. Not hard to imagine that that day isn't far off, is it? We'll see what happens. But in the meantime, continue to read naturalnews.com, continue to read newstarget.com. Keep watching my videos at brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative for free speech. We have the knowledge to save humanity and set humanity free. Read our websites, us, the independent media. Watch our videos. You will be empowered, and you may just have enough knowledge to survive the incredible, epic hailstorm of chaos and war that is likely coming. Thank you for listening. Be safe. May God be with you. We're all fighting for humanity, and I appreciate your support. This is Mike Adams here, the editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.